Wayne LaRue is, of course, the head of Metro Police in and around the Western Cape. His chief, Wayne LaRue, in the past weekend, they marked their 20th anniversary of the establishment of Cape Town's service. And I chat to him right now on the line. Wayne, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon, Zane, and good afternoon to the listeners.
You always used to tell me in the helicopter, I don't want to talk on radio. I don't think I want to talk on radio. So I've got you today on radio. Wayne and I used to fly in the KFM helicopter many years ago. Wayne, you've celebrated your 20th anniversary in the Metro Police. Chat to us about how that went this weekend.
Yes, thank you. It was a very moving event for us. It felt like yesterday we started, you know, with the city police. That's well known. People used to call us the Penguins and the Pizza Boys. But when we were established, we were there to render a service, you know, as a force multiplier to the South African Police Services and other stakeholders like traffic and law enforcement and many other people. We started off, and it brings back memories when we saw the photographs of the young. Everybody seemed to have gone through their aging. But it was quite a pleasure to be working with the officials over the last couple of years. So over the weekend, the 5th of December, in fact, when we started 201, it was more of acknowledgement of those that, you know, that stood the time. And it wasn't about myself or the management that, you know, over the years. It was about the officials who made things right. And I always maintain that many of them, as you know, we have taken a lot of toll, and like police officials, I always say that when people go and have a peaceful rest at night and they put on their pajamas, police officials put on their bulletproofs in order to protect people. And being a police official is a special calling. So we also acknowledge the fallen heroes, people that paid the ultimate price over the years due to COVID, and also those that died in the line of duty. So it was something that we acknowledged, and we invited the family and they joined us. So it was something special to us 20 years later, and we certainly hope that one day, if I leave it, that legacy, the acknowledgement of staff and who we are and how we started and the successes that we achieved over the years will certainly be a memory that will carry on.
Mm. You are tasked with enforcing the bylaws for the city. That must be a mammoth task, and I think over the years that task has just sort of circled out and has become more and more important in the city.
And absolutely right. Our focus is bylaw enforcement, crime prevention, and also traffic enforcement. But with the other two services also on board, the city has taken a stance that we have this integrated approach, so we can work jointly and smarter in order to deal with the problems, you know, that's out there. No entity or no policing environment can work on their own. So we work closely with all stakeholders. We discuss these things. We plan operationally with the police. So as we, you know, we're prepping ourselves now, leading up. Our plans are all in place now for the festive season. We know, you know, people come to beaches, and we know what's the problem at beaches. People bring alcohol and drugs and things like that. So once again, the plans is in place, zero tolerance. We'll be having the eye in the sky, also monitoring the traffic patterns along our arterial routes. We'll be also monitoring the crowds and how we can manage it. At the end of the day, because as much as people come to the beaches, we also want people to be responsible. There'll be alcohol will be taken away, and of course, people will be fine in line with the bylaw, you know, act that talks about bringing alcohol, you know, especially to your recreational area. So come to the beaches, enjoy yourself, but once again, just be responsible. And over the years, we've also adopted a process where kids, immediately when your children enter the beaches, there's a little tag that's attached, all the particulars is recorded. The last thing we want is a traumatized child. So if a child goes missing, at least we could see that is the name, and we'll try and trace the parent as soon as possible, because this is the festive season time. It's a responsibility time, also due to COVID. But let's make sure that we respect everybody coming to the beaches and also leaving, because, you know, one death on the road is one too many.
Mm. And after 20 years, your message for your officers out there who are moving into the festive season and their task just becomes more and more difficult over this period?
Our message is just to remember that treat people with dignity and respect. That has always been our focus. Consider, you know, all road users. Be mindful that we might be getting some visitors to our shores. And I've said it on Saturday. I'm very chuffed with the officers on the ground. They've achieved numerous arrests confiscation of drugs, firearms, alcohol over the last couple of years. Just for the last year, 1.5 years, more than 4,000 arrests for various offences. But it's not only about the punitive side, it's also about building up a relationship with the community. That's important to us. It's about reaching out to the community. It takes long for the community to reach out. We've got the rewards and the recognition within our directorates where people come forward and they pass on information. And I think what's important is for the people to know that in the event there's maybe a problem, they need to contact our response or emergency response centers. It's 107 from your normal landline. And from your cell phone, it's 021-480-7700. And they will be able to dispatch you, you know, to the various department in the event you need any type of assistance.
Wayne LaRue, the Metro Police Chief, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And yes, looking forward to another 20 years heading forward with the Metro Police.